Well, for someone that's never heard of the Steep Canyon Rangers, could you just describe the style of music that the band performs?
Take your kind of your standard bluegrass and then throw in some blues, some country, some classic country, some rock and roll, some drums, and you know, a lot of original songs that sort of draw from all those traditions and throw them into a bluegrass context. And yeah, it's a high energy show. We have a lot of great pickers in the band. We got some great singers, and we try to really focus on everybody, give everybody a chance to shine a little bit, and try to have a good time while we're doing it.
Well, tell us a bit about the origins of the group. How did the Steep Canyon Rangers get started?
We started as a college band, University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And, you know, we were just a group of friends who came together, you know, various get-togethers and hang out at each other's apartments and whatnot, and back porches, play as much music as we could, and won a couple band competitions, and I don't know, it just kind of stumbled into a professional thing when none of us were really thinking that's, you know, was in our future. But before we knew it, we had all these gigs, and, you know, we were really enjoying it. You know, now look back, that was, you know, 15, 17 years ago, something like that. So we've been doing it ever since.
Well, when you guys got together to play there at University of North Carolina, was the goal to be a bluegrass band or just to play music together? What kind of bluegrass backgrounds did you and the other members of the band have?
Almost none. But yeah, so originally, you know, I mean, we were just getting together and we were trying to learn everything, you know, from Jimmy Martin, Bill Monroe, Flat and Scruggs to Bluegrass Revival, John Hartford, Tony Rice, kind of, you know, everything. And then there were a period of years where we really focused and we were drawn to, you know, bands like Del McCurry Band and Third Time Out, really traditional bands, and really played a lot of the traditional bluegrass festivals, you know, a lot of them in the Southeast, but all over the place, you know, all over the country. And that was really our place. And then, you know, maybe after doing that for 5 years or so, we just sort of, I don't know, it wasn't ever a conscious decision, but we just sort of started branching out and adding this and that to the music. It was always a little different from traditional bluegrass, but it's just kind of grown, and we just bring in a few, you know, a few different instruments or have different combinations of instruments. And, I don't know, it's grown into a really kind of collective, creative thing that always harkens to bluegrass, but, you know, kind of touches on a lot of places.
Well, having followed your music since those early releases that you had for Rebel Records many years ago, I could hear that progression that you've been having in your music. So let's talk about the new CD, Out in the Open. You're out on tour in support of that. With this latest project, was there anything specific that you were hoping to accomplish musically that you hadn't done in your previous projects?
You know, I don't know if musically there was anything we were out to change, but I think we changed our approach and maybe what we were trying to accomplish with it a little bit. I know it doesn't sound like it makes sense. You know, in the past, for almost all of our records, we've sort of, you know, you record part of it here as a group maybe and go back and patch some parts or fix some parts or do some parts individually or sing some harmony and add it onto the track and stuff like that, and really trying to just put it together and make it, you know, note by note, piece by piece, perfect. On this record, it was total opposite of that. We were all just in one big room in the studio, and everything that's on the record is how we played it live in the studio. So the goal was really to get closer to kind of the emotion and just kind of the feeling of just being in the room with the band as we sort of put those songs together and laid them down.
Well, knowing that, it makes this recording even more impressive to know that was the manner in which it was recorded. And then, of course, to know that if that's what it sounds like on the record, that's really what it's going to sound like when you're out on stage.
Exactly. And that was the goal, you know. I mean, we played so many shows together as a band, and we spent so much time together as a band that it really didn't make sense at the time that when you get to go into make your recording to do something different than what you do every night out on stage. We really just focused and had a wonderful producer, a guy named Joe Henry, who was very insistent
I'm speaking with Graham Sharp of the Steep Canyon Rangers. This band will present a concert Friday, March 16th at 7:30 p.m. in the Fowler Center's Riceland Hall on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. Well, you write much of the material that the band performs and records. I'd like to ask you about the songwriting process. What's that like for you? Do you write when inspiration strikes you, or are you more of a disciplined writer who you sit down with the intended goal of writing a song?
I try to be a disciplined writer. I really do. And I find that if I'm just kind of in the general mindset of writing, when I do have the inspiration, it's easier to let it flow. So I try to stay in, you know, and part of that process is listening to lots of music and listening carefully to things for me. Part of the process is really staying up on the banjo and the guitar, so have ideas there that I'm excited about, and it doesn't just come out sounding like the last five things I've written. It's all sort of a process like that. And then, you know, once everything falls in place, every once in a while it'll come in fits and starts, and all of a sudden there'll be three or four new songs lying there on the floor, or maybe not. You know, it can be, I think it was with any kind of creative process, it can be a frustrating thing, but then, when it feels right and it feels good, there's nothing like it.
Through your mind when you're writing, do you imagine the entire band performing the song with like an arrangement in your head as you're writing it?
Sometimes, you know, I mean, it's different, you know. I try to keep a different kind of a lot of tools in the toolbox, you know. Sometimes I'll be out on a walk and just like be tapping a rhythm, you know, on my chest or something like that, and writing to that, you know, writing to sort of the percussive side of it. Sometimes I'll have melodies, that I really like the melody, and when the words come around and fit, I'll just kind of plug them in to that. And, you know, a lot of times, yeah, you think about, okay, well, you know, we have this fiddle player who's great at this. Maybe this would be a song where he can really shine, or, you know, the mandolin, same sort of thing. Or maybe this would be a great song, write a song for three voices throughout to sing together. So, yeah, I think you do write with the band in mind to a degree.
One thing the Steep Canyon Rangers has become known for is your musical collaborations with actor, comedian, and banjo player Steve Martin. How did that collaboration come about?
We met Steve through a mutual friend, and this happened to, he was vacationing down with some family down near where we live in North Carolina, and we ended up just going to like a spaghetti dinner that one of his relatives was putting on, and played a few songs with him there. That was the first meeting, and very, you know, informal. And at that point, he had just put out The Crow, which was his, first bluegrass record, kind of this cycle for him. And, he didn't even really know if he wanted to tour. He hadn't toured 1981 or something like that, you know, as the last time to stand up. And, you know, he came up, we were in New York City, he came in and sat in on a couple songs, we did those, and we were really focused, you know, on learning his, like, all his songs, with the arrangements right there, like they are on the record. And we got together to play them. I remember at Woody's little cabin in Brevard one day, and he couldn't believe it, because he had never actually, you know, gotten together with a full band that knew all the tunes, all the arrangements, had everything down. You know, in the studio, he had kind of played his parts and they had built the tracks around it. So, you know, you could just see, you know, the feeling that he had when we started playing those songs together. And, you know, that turned into a couple shows, turned into a tour, turned into an album, and now, you know, several albums later, and geez, we've been playing shows with him for 8 or 9 years, I guess, by now, and just recorded a Netflix special with him last week. So it's been an amazing partnership. I mean, he's one of the most creative people in the world. He never stops working on it, never wants to just rest on, you know, kind of his old gags, his old things like that. He's always looking forward and wants to work, wants to practice all the time. He's inspiring.
Well, because he's been a public figure for over 40 years, people may feel like they know Steve Martin. But from working with him, can you tell me and tell our listeners perhaps something surprising about him?
I don't know. You know, I mean, the first thing that really struck me is the first time we went out with a show with Steve, he went out before us and did a little talk, you know, with a comedian, with Dave Barry. And the first thing I noticed is when he walked out on that stage, it was like flipping a switch from the Steve we had been hanging out with, practicing with, to the Steve that's on stage, like his persona on stage. So I think, you know, as much as any other, and we've met a few now through him, as much as, or more than any other sort of actor, celebrity I know, kind of the public performance sort of face they see isn't kind of the Steve that is the Steve that hangs out. You know, he really has a very public persona that comes off. You know, it's just an aloof Hollywood celebrity type, and he does it really well. But you know, the real Steve is just a very not soft spoken, but you know, very humble. He's always been incredibly gracious with us, and really just a hard worker.
My guest today is Graham Sharp of the Grammy Award-winning group The Steep Canyon Rangers. They will perform Friday, March 16th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. I want to come back and close our interview by talking again about something you mentioned at the very beginning of our interview, and that's when the Steep Canyon Rangers play on stage. What could someone expect to see and hear if they came to see the Steep Canyon Rangers here in Jonesboro on March the 16th?
Well, you know, it's kind of a mix of things. You know, you've got some kind of traditional type bluegrass, and some fiddle tune type stuff. Lots of harmony singing, but mostly we try to put on a show that, you know, will bring our drummer out to play guitar or sing, and you know, switch a lot of instruments and just kind of give everybody a chance to shine. You know, it's a show that really moves around as it goes, and we try to create some real special moments, you know, kind of for everybody to shine a little bit. And you know, we've focused on building a live show where it's not just a 3-minute song and then you stop and talk and then you play a 3-minute song and stop and talk. We try to kind of weave a lot of the songs together with some extra music in between, and just kind of always leave room for a lot of improv to just kind of let it go where we're feeling it. And on a good night, it could be magic.
Well, and speaking with people in the local bluegrass community here, I know there's a lot of excitement, the fact that you and the rest of the band is coming to play a show here in Jonesboro. Graham, thank you so much for your time today. And when you do get to Jonesboro, I certainly hope you enjoy your time with us here in Northeast Arkansas.
Yeah, I can't wait to get there. We had never played, obviously never played the Fowler Center, and never hadn't been to that area in a long time. So really looking forward to it, Marty.